Short and sweet with 42nd Street Pete. And here's your host, Pete Chiarella, only on Jackalope Radio.
Well, you know, when you think of adult film legends, only one name comes to mind, and that name is Seika. And she is here right now. Welcome to the show, the Princess of Porn, Seika.
Thank you. Hi, how are you doing, Pete?
Good, good. Yourself?
I can't complain. It's a lovely afternoon in Kansas City.
Oh, I'm glad it's nice out there because it's freezing out here.
I don't know how nice it is outside, but it looks nice.
Well, you go out, it's a little bit chilly, but you've been quite busy since I last saw you.
Yes, I have. I've been out hawking my book, Inside Seika, the Platinum Princess of Porn.
Yes, a book that I have actually read from cover to cover twice. It's probably one of the most informative books I've ever read on the subject, and you basically held nothing back. You pulled no punches. You told exactly like it is, and I think it's a very important book for anybody to read who's thinking of going into any facet of the entertainment business, because it, you know, you tell of your trials and tribulations, how you were screwed over, how the money wasn't right, you know, how people try to take advantage of you, things like that, and you know, the business really hasn't changed that much in any way, shape, or form, you know?
I don't suspect that it has.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not so much about the porn business. It is about my life. Of course, the part of the business is in there because it was a part of my life, or is a part of my life. But we all have a story, you know?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. But just the way you tell it and just the way it comes across, it's like I said, it's one of the best books I've read. And I mean that sincerely.
Well, I appreciate that. Go to Amazon.com and leave me a review.
Okay. And you pretty much debuted the book at Cinema Wasteland.
Yes, I did. Pretty much. I was at the Museum of Sex in New York. Was the first signing that I did. And then right after that was Cinema Wasteland. That was the first big outing for Inside Seika, the Platinum Princess of Porn.
And that was a fun show. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a fun show.
Yeah.
I always enjoy that show. It's a nice group of people.
Yeah, we had a great panel.
There were a lot of people. The one thing I like about that show is people come to that show because they know what they want, and they come with money in hand, and they don't try to barter you down.
No, not at all. And you even joined in our Insanity Saturday night for I think you were the judge for the penis dueling contest.
Yes, that was fun.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
I'm going to try to top that act next show. I can't say what I'm going to do, but I'm going to try to top it. I came up with something. So. You know, Wasteland, we push the envelope until it rips wide open. So, yeah, we're going to try to top that one.
Well, I have some ideas for you.
Okay. We'll have to barnstorm over that. You just finished up at Schiller also. You made an appearance there. I heard the place was mobbed. How did it work out for you?
Oh, it was really good. I always have a great time with that show. I love Kevin and those guys. The room that I was in was so bloody hot you couldn't hardly stand it. But that's Schiller, you know. It's you get a lot of people in small quarters, so to speak. But it's just a virtual cornucopia of all kinds of people from all walks of life. I mean, from Peter Fonda to the Samoan Brothers wrestlers, you know? And then I'm in the middle of all that.
Yeah, I know. I used to be part of that show 10 years ago. I left. I'm not going to go into that now, but it always was a great show. Always, you know, drew great crowds, great people. Always a fun time down there too. So that's always been cool. So where are you off to next? I mean, I know you're bouncing around a lot with this thing.
I'm going to be at the ABN show in Vegas in January with AEBN company, the pay-per-view movies.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be at one of their booths. So that's my next stop, and then I'm going to take a little bit of a break and then hit the West Coast for a book tour on the West Coast, but I'm kind of going to wait until it's nice and cold and chilly here and go to the West Coast so I can avoid some of the winter here in Kansas City.
I can't blame you for that. You should do really well on the West Coast, because that's pretty much that was where you shot a lot of stuff when you were back with the Swedish erotica people and things like that, if I remember.
Yes, most of the work that I did in the film business was in Los Angeles, San Francisco area. I did quite a bit of work in New York, but predominantly it was California.
Yeah, that seemed to be the epicenter back then, and you pretty much became, you know, the face of Swedish erotica, because you did so much work for them people, and you were on, you know, so many loops that they put out and boxes and things like that.
And I still have some of those scarves.
Yeah, you were telling me. You want to tell the fans about some of those scarves?
Well, the scarves were, you know, neckerchiefs. That little scarves that we wore around our necks, which was basically a Swedish erotica moniker, if you will. And you could always tell if it was a Swedish erotica film, because all the girls wore a scarf around their neck. And I used to keep mine. And I wouldn't put them back in the box, because for one thing, I always washed mine after every time I would do a movie for them, because there were times I'd go in that box and they had not been washed, and it was kind of gross. And jizz-laden, if you will.
Yeah.
So I always took mine and I washed them, and sometimes I would bring them back, and a lot of times I didn't, so I just started collecting them. And I still have to post it up on my website, Seika.com, but I do have them for sale.
Oh, you still have them. That's cool.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. I just was going through my box of stuff, and I found two big posters of your movies, Love Goddesses and Princess Seika, which I should have brought to the show, but I completely forgot. But, you know, it's such a cool thing that, you know, you, Vanessa Del Rio, John Holmes, Jamie Gillis, Veronica Hart, all those people, they're just held in such reverence and high esteem, you know, right about now, because we both know what the business has already turned back into. There's no, you know, no soul with it anymore. It's just become basically, you know, compilations of loops back again.
Yeah, well, I think the last big star that you're going to see out of this business is Jenna Jameson.
Yeah, pretty much so. She was, like, pretty much the last big name, and it was funny. I'll share this story with you, because they run a show down in, I think it's in Edison, New Jersey, a big show.
Erotica,
yeah.
No, Exotica.
Yeah. I did that once with a company I was with, and somebody emailed me about getting an autograph from some, you know, current porn star, and I says, well, what's her name? And he goes, oh, she's Stormy Daniels. I go, well, what's she look like? And he goes, oh, she's a hot blonde with big tits and tattoos. And I'm like, dude, every chick is hot blonde with big tits and tattoos now. You got to be more specific. So,
yes, yeah.
Yeah. So it's funny, because Vanessa even said it once, that looks like all these girls come out of a cookie cutter. You know, ka-chunk, ka-chunk.
They do. I mean, they all have tattoos, big lips, big hair, blonde, big boobs. I mean, not that they're not pretty girls, they are, but it seems like there's no one that distinguishes themselves from one another anymore. Like back in the day, I mean, there were redheads and brunettes and blondes and, you know, short hair, long hair, all different shapes and sizes. And everybody looks the same. They act the same. Their makeup is the same. Their hair is the same. It's, and, you know, you start watching a film and it opens up, everybody's naked and screwing. So it's like, you know, I like a little foreplay myself.
Yeah, I know. I know what you mean. And like, you know, going back, you know, to what you guys were doing, you know, people might diss acting ability of people back then, but, you know, yourself, Vanessa, and a lot of other people, you had a pretty good modicum of acting ability because people don't realize it. Back in the day, the film had to have redeeming social value. It had to have some kind of a plot wraparound or something to make it, you know, presentable to the public. They wouldn't have gotten away with this just slapping, you know, sex acts back out, you know, back then. It had to have some kind of plot to it, you know?
I mean, as trite as the stories may have been, there was a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yeah.
There was a reason that we were having sex, even if it was, you know, the refrigerator repairman coming over and he had a hot ass.
Yeah, exactly. You don't see that anymore.
There's no production value.
No, none at all. And like, I don't know. You remember a film called Dixie Ray, Hollywood Star?
I remember the title. I don't know if I ever saw it.
Yeah, this was interesting because they set it back in the 40s, and they even went so far as to have, you know, the outfits the same as the 40s, and it was Lisa DeLou and Aunt Peg, and it was actually a murder mystery that was set back then, and they actually had Cameron Mitchell in it. I guess he was pretty down on his luck at that point and just took, you know, an on-screen, you know, name-type role to be in there. But you know, this is what I mean with it was an actual plot to this whole thing where it held your interest, you know, above the sex, and it worked. Where I can't remember any film lately, not that I even watch this stuff anymore, that even comes close to this.
It's sad.
Yeah, it really
That's why the classic porn has had such a great resurgence.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. And as a dealer, you know, going back, I started with, you know, with the loops, and I, of course, sold your stuff, and then I, you know, graduated to the, you know, VHS and beta tapes when they came out, and it was like, anything with you on it always sold, anything with Vanessa always sold, anything with Holmes always sold, and then, you know, you went down a couple of years, Ginger Lynn, Amber Lynn, Sharon Mitchell, those were the names that sold it, and you know, you guys became the icons of the business, something, you know, that we all respect.
Well, I got very lucky. I've always been the transitional chick. I mean, I started out doing 35 millimeter, and then the loops, and from the loops it went to DVD, it went to VHS, well, beta, and then VHS, and from there to DVD. So that has really helped my career sustain itself.
Oh yeah, you know, and you know, a lot of people have, you know, said to me that, you know, a lot of, you know, these stars seem to be bitter and things like that. And I says, well, all these people are guarded because, you know, you're dealing with, you know, shady characters back then, and plus, you know, the stuff that was shot in the 70s is still selling like wildfire today, and unfortunately, you don't get a piece of that, which pretty much sucks, but you know, you're paid to go in, you do a job, you do it, and then, you know, you look back and say, yeah, maybe I should have held out for more money. But who knew, you know?
Well, I did hold out for more money, but I, you know, I still sell all that stuff on my website at Psychic.com.
Yeah.
I mean, the majority of my movies I now have on DVD, and I sell them through my website.
Oh, cool. So your website is www.seeker.com.
Yes.
So the fans can go there.
That's my royalty pay.
Hey, well, it's better than nothing, which is what unfortunately a lot of people got at the end of the day. So, you know. Yeah. You sort of have to make it any way you can, but you know, the fans can go to your website, buy the DVDs. I think you have some posters and things like that too that you were selling also, right?
I've got 8x10s. I've got posters. I have clothing, used panties, bras, stockings, bustiers, but some of my stripper clothes are there, from my stripping days, DVDs, just a virtual cornucopia of Seika, Seika, Seika.
So it's one-stop Seika shopping, everything you need at your fingertips.
It certainly is. And, you know, I don't understand why all these people are so bitter. You knew what you were doing when you did it. If you didn't want to do it, then don't do it. But don't be bitchy about it, in the, you know, at the end of the day. You know, that's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, some people are, some people aren't. Like, we had Jamie Gillis out the wasteland before he unfortunately passed away, and he was like, really, like, well, what's this going to do for me? What's this going to do for me? But then when he got up there, he had a really great time. So that's what it was all about. It was like being rediscovered, and he had a good time doing it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we didn't know he was sick at the time, unfortunately, but, you know, he had a good time.
Yeah, I know. I love Jamie. I miss him terribly.
Yeah, he was a good guy. He originally, when I started putting out the 8mm loops, he had sent me an email. I think it was on MySpace. That was the hot spot back then. About, you know, he wanted to get a copy and, you know, see the old gang again. And then we were actually running. We actually ran porn in New York in 2008. After 25 years. I had a film called Dear Pam, which starred John Holmes, and we ran it. We had a packed house. Somebody got in touch with Jamie. He came out. He did an impromptu Q&A that I planted him in the audience and did a trivia question, and then we pulled him out. And he did like a one-man show for like 45 minutes. He was very cool.
Yeah, Jamie was a wonderful man. I always enjoyed working with Jamie.
And you worked with John Holmes a lot, too. I remember that.
Yeah, I worked with John probably more than any other woman in the business did.
Any good stories? Because all the girls have a good John Holmes story.
Well, no, John was a perfect gentleman with me. He was never rude. He was never crass. He was always a gentleman. He gave me good advice, some that he probably should have followed himself, but he didn't. But I always had a good time with John, and, you know, I can pretty much say that for most of the people that I've worked with in the business, because, you know, I didn't go out and hang out and party with people in the business. I went and I did my work, and I went home. I was not a party animal.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. It was like, it was just a job, you got done, you went home, and that was it. But you did make some friends in the business. I know you and Veronica Hart are close. I know that.
Yeah, well, very close friends with Veronica and Candida Royale and Veronica Vera and I talked to Vanessa. I stayed and I email back and forth with Gloria Leonard occasionally. So yeah, I stay in touch with the girls and quite a few of the guys, the ones that haven't passed away.
Yeah, unfortunately, we lost a lot of people over the last couple of years. John Leslie, Buck Adams, you know, just seems like, oh, like we're all getting older too. That's another thing. So,
unfortunately, oh, isn't that the truth?
we can't halt that, even though as much as we'd like to. You know.
Yeah, well, I'm enjoying the process of getting older.
Yeah, and you're in great shape. You know, you're just a lot of fun to hang out with. We had a blast up at Wasteland, and I'm sure Ken's gonna have you back in the near future. I know that's gonna happen.
Yeah, I understand he's gonna have Serena in April.
Yeah, he all of a sudden she resurfaced again. I think she did something with Synapse Films, and they gave Ken the contact information, and she's all excited to come out. You know, so that'd be cool. I don't think she's done anything in years as far as an appearance or anything.
No, the last time I saw Serena in person was at an AVN show, and
yeah.
She was there with Bill Margold and the Paul thing.
Yeah, she didn't. I don't think she stayed in the business very long.
No, she really didn't, but she made quite an impact.
Yeah. she did a lot of good stuff, and then all of, I don't know what, you know, what the story was. I don't know if she got married or just, you know, drifted off or found something else to do, but yeah.
I really don't know. I mean, I have contact information for her, and I've always found her to be just a very pleasant and sweet woman.
Well, I'm sure.
I'm in touch with.
Yeah.
I stay in touch with Kate Sisters.
Yeah.
Are you going to be at the April? Are you going to be at the April show?
Oh yeah, I'll be there. I'm like hooked into this thing. I moved. I only live like two blocks from him now.
Cool.
Yeah, he was at me for years to come up when I was. He was at me for years to come up when I was living in Jersey, but I just didn't want to make the trip. And one day I said, you know something, I got to check this out. So I came up with a bunch of buddies of mine. You know, we did a couple of days, and I came back and took a table. I've been up there ever since. The only show I missed was when I had prostate cancer, and the surgery went bad on me, and I wasn't allowed to drive for 6 months, so I couldn't make that one. But every show I've been there, and then I started doing these panels, you know, with you and other people, and just the fans just love it, so we keep doing it. It's just a great, great thing, you know.
Yeah, the Q&A panel was excellent the day that we did that.
Yeah, I'd love to have you back for another round of that. Maybe we'll, you know, we'll bring out Veronica too. Have the two of you out. That would be really
interesting. That would be fabulous. I brought Veronica out for a show that I did in St. Louis called Contamination. I'm not sure if they're still doing that show or not, but
he asked me to come out, but I couldn't see how I was going to make any money doing it, and to truck all that merchandise, you know, across country and stuff. And then when Jamie was still with us, I suggested me bringing him out, you know, to pair him up with you for a Q&A. And then this was where it got weird. Jamie's agent called him, and he says, you know, Jamie said, now, I had a lot of fun out in Wasteland, and I really liked hanging out with you guys, but I think my convention days are over. Then 2 weeks later, he died, which was really messed up.
Holy crap.
Yeah, because I was going to bring him out. I thought it would be a great thing, teaming him up with you out in Contamination. But yeah, as far as I know, that show's still running.
This past August, and I think they did pretty good.
Yeah. Well, he's in a weird area. You know, I guess Kansas City is weird in general. Todd always tells me that, you know, it's a Bible.
Yeah, that shows in St. Louis.
Yeah. Okay. So it's more open down there?
They always draw a big crowd.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's only like 3.5 hours from Kansas City. You're close to Chicago. You're close to Memphis.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes these Midwest shows don't really draw that good, though. I guess it's because of the Bible Belt, but, you know, like I said, you know, Wasteland always does good. Some other ones always do good. You know, Chiller always does phenomenal. I mean, they have thousands of people through there. So it always does well. Okay, well, you got to plug your website one last time, my friend.
Okay, if you want my book, Inside Sega, The Platinum Princess of Porn, or any of your Sega needs, go to www.sega.com. If you want a Kindle version of the book, Inside Sega, The Platinum Princess of Porn, you can get it from Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. I prefer that you come to me, of course. That's the only way you're going to get a signed copy of the book, is at www.sega.com.
Cool. Well, it was great having you on, and I, you know, if you ever want to come on back, you know, down the line, we'd love to have you.
Well, that would be wonderful. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. And we here at Jackalope Radio and Short and Sweet with 42nd Street Pete would like to extend our deepest condolences to Melissa and Dave Young. Melissa's father passed away Tuesday. His name was Ben. And, you know, Dave and Melissa are close friends of mine. I was the presiding minister at their wedding, and this is a very, very tough thing. But, you know, we're here for you if you need us. And, again, our deepest condolences go out to Melissa and Dave Young. Well, again, we're just about out of time. Thank you, Sega, for being on. It was a pleasure. And until next week, we'll see you then.
Short and Sweet with 42nd Street Pete. Only on Jackalope Radio.
Right.